And with that, I'm going to just stop talking for the next 25 minutes and hand it all over to Katie Greiner, who's going to take us home for the next 25 minutes. Thank you, Katie. Good morning. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Katie.
Nope. Karen is here with us, and our newest member of the Point family, Katie Greiner, who has joined the Oakleaf Village
yes.
family, and happy to have all three of you. I mean,
well, Marcia's still part of the
Marcia,
team.
That's what I'm saying. All three of you is part of our family
that's
here
right.
at the Point. And even though Marcia is dialing it down, she's going to be retiring, air quotes retiring, because
yes.
I know Marcia. She says she's going to retire, but I do know that she is going to still be active in,
right.
in the Alzheimer's Association. She's still going to be active in our community because that's just who she is. She has to help people because
yeah.
that's the kind of person she is. So we're... She'll always have a seat here in the studio.
I hope so, and I hope she'll come back often because I can't always do this at 7:30, and I need her smiling face around. So it would be good to have Marcia
well,
back.
She just brings a certain positivity
that's
and
right.
energy, and that's something that's kind of required, Katie, around here. Is we're family, and you guys understand this from Oakleaf. It's important to we talk about some very challenging topics here.
Amen.
And it's very important to find your joy and to find some positivity and to find a reason to lift people up. And it's not always an easy topic
no.
on some of the things that we talk about here. Today's topic, gray divorce.
Okay, so the question to this is, I've been on vacation for 2 weeks, as
yes.
we all know. Why did I come up with this topic while I was on a boat with my husband?
Hopefully
okay.
it was a great trip for you and you didn't want to push him over.
No, I thought about it at least twice.
Yeah.
But, you
yeah.
know, it was interesting because I was coming up with topics and I was talking to the people on the boat. You know, what are some topics? What are people interested in? And divorce for older people is very different than divorce is for younger people. And who'd have thought? I didn't know until I started doing research. Did you guys know that divorce has plateaued for the younger group? You don't see as much of it as you used to. They're staying married longer. I also think that they're not getting married, and that's part of what's happening as well, because I know that marriage has decreased. But on the other hand, for people 55 and older, there's been an increase. 35% of all Americans who got divorced last year were over 55 years old.
I had no idea.
Isn't that wild?
I really had no idea. That's just intriguing. I'm looking forward to listening into more reasons why. And it's also a little concerning because it still gives Lainey time to dump me.
That's right. That's what I keep reminding Phil. But she's not going to, because once she hears all the reasons why you really don't want to do this,
right.
it makes sense.
Yeah.
And I'm not an attorney. I don't want to tell people what to do. But I did think this information was kind of interesting. One of the things that they're saying is that people of 55, maybe 60 and up, grew up in an era where, you know, life is too short, live and let live, do what you want to do kind of thing. But they also didn't really want to raise their children by themselves, so they didn't get divorced. But now their kids are out of the house and they're on their own, and so maybe now's a reason to get divorced, because you really might have been living with somebody you didn't want to be with.
Wow.
Anyway,
yeah,
so it's kind of interesting when you think about it. What are the reasons? Again, people are growing apart. You've lived together. You've had your kids with you the whole time. Your kids have moved out, and you look at the person at the table across from you going, who is that person? What happened to the person I married at 20, and now I'm 60, and they're not the same people? People change, folks, and we all know that. And then there's that why I thought about killing my husband over the holiday was they're aging and they're hurting and they've got aches and pains, or they've got illnesses, and they complain, and you just want to go, I can't listen to you complain anymore.
Right.
Either fix the problem or go on about something.
Yeah.
And that is something that people think, you know, you don't think about, but it does get tiresome listening to people complain.
Yeah.
Money and spending habits. You've been living with somebody, you've had two jobs, now that one of you is on Social Security and the money's not coming in like it was, and all of a sudden you realize that that person across from you has been spending more money than you're really making. And that's not good either. So it does create an issue in that way. You have to think about the work habits and the spending habits, and can it be okay? This is one that I will cringe when I say this, but sex is also a problem. Sex drives change. Some people have lots of sex drive and some people do not. And that creates all kinds of problems. And as people grow older, as their libido changes and get different, you need to learn to ignore those ED commercials that we all see, because that's not always true, and sometimes they lead to frustration, not wonderful, happy, hand-holding moments.
Brian, is that true?
Is that true, Brian?
I don't know.
Brian's too young. He wouldn't know.
I just thought I'd make sure he's paying attention
at this point.
Yeah,
it's true.
Well, listen, I mean, again, this is not, I'm not about to make a statement that is earth-shaking here. Getting old is not easy.
Nope.
It's not. I mean, it's better than the alternative of not getting old.
Yeah.
But getting old is not easy. And adjusting, and you know, Brian's in his 40s. I'm in my 50s. Karen's
too old.
Karen's a little older,
a lot older than
I am. And so, I mean, ultimately, we have to adjust as our body goes and starts breaking down around us. And it's not easy. And, of course, when we sign up for this marriage thing, You know the vows we all take and for better or for worse and all that stuff, and sickness and in health and all that stuff. Now, I could tell you, I give you my word, and you've known me a long time, Karen. When I said those words, I meant those words, every one of them. And if she gets sick, God forbid, my intention is to use every ounce of strength I have to take care of my Lainey.
Well, you've already shown that with your mother and your cousin, Bobby.
Yeah. I mean I'm going to really take care of the people I love.
Yes.
Yeah. But the point I'm making is, it doesn't mean it's easy.
No.
How many times have we talked about caregivers that are taking better care of the people they need to take care of, and then they're neglecting themselves?
Right.
And eventually, all of a sudden, you wake up one day and you're like, wow, and there's some bitterness and there's some anger and things like that. And it sounds like that's kind of what you're leading to.
Yes.
Is that sometimes people just say, I've had enough.
I can't deal with it anymore. Katie, how long have you been married?
I've been married 23 years.
Okay. So you're still young.
Yes, still young. 23 years.
It's a long time, though.
It's a long time for a couple that started dating in high school. High school sweethearts.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah, that makes a big difference.
It does.
Because Phil and I were older when we met.
Right.
So it made a big difference. But we've still been together 40 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, love him to death, but that doesn't mean he's not the person I married 40 years ago.
Nor are you.
Nor am I. And so I'm a lot nastier and he's a lot nicer. So it's kind of a strange combination. But I've said all along, I'm not a caregiver and I've had to learn to be one.
Let me ask you this. How difficult is it to be a caregiver at home because of all the problems he had with his back and all the surgery? How difficult is that when all day long at work you're having, I mean, you're not there in a nursing role at Oakley Village, but you're still there and you love these people.
Right.
And you still lend a hand anytime you can.
Sure.
And you still are so kind and compassionate. And that uses up a little bit of your kind and compassion for the day, every day. And then you go home and you're like, I don't want to have to be that person at home.
I want somebody to take care of me.
Right.
And, you know, in all fairness to Phil, he's very tolerant because I'm not very compassionate and loving as some people are when I get home. It's like, oh, really? Are you complaining again? You know, and that's not fair to him, but that's the way you get. And that's what causes people to get divorced. And we have gotten to the point in society that divorce does not have the stigma that it used to have. And, I mean, my parents were divorced in 1964, and I can remember my friends couldn't come to my house because my mother was a divorced woman.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just didn't do that in the South. And nowadays, we just don't think too much about it anymore. So you have to really think of all the reasons. And are you getting divorced because you're just frustrated? Or are you getting divorced because you have legitimate concerns? Was the person somewhat abusive and you wanted to stay married because of the kids and now the kids have gone? And usually that's what you're going to find, is most people get divorced after their children leave because they wanted the kids to have a complete family, but now the kids are gone and the kids were the buffer between the craziness that was going on.
If you're just joining us, it's our Positive Points on Aging, and we're talking about a term called gray divorce. I've never even heard the term until you told me about it.
Yeah.
Again, older seniors are now saying, you know what? Society doesn't expect us anymore to have to stay together just for the sake of staying together. So we're gonna part ways here. And it's kind of incredible for that. So we are headed to our Fox Business Report. We'll get that for you. Gonna come back, Katie and Karen with us from Oakley Village, the Positive Points on Aging, as we continue rolling through a Tuesday morning. I hope you'll stick around with us.
Mornings with Kev.
The Fox Business Report is brought to you by the HGO Group.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Walmart's holiday quarter came in stronger than forecast. U.S. sales at existing stores rose more than 8.5%. But Walmart shares are lower because the company is offering a cautious outlook for the year. Home Depot is getting ready to invest $1 billion to attract and retain staff. It's investing in wages, benefits, training, and career development. Home Depot's holiday quarter was stronger than expected. It's raising the dividend it pays to shareholders, but its forecast for the year is cautious. General Mills, parent company of Cheerios, Blue Buffalo, Pillsbury, and other brands, is raising its forecast. After the Wall Street close today, Coinbase, Palo Alto Networks, Toll Brothers, and Caesars Entertainment all report earnings. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
A good work partner knows what you need before you need it. That's how it feels when you work with Cintas. Your dedicated Cintas service reps get to know your business and have the industry knowledge that can help you prepare for what's ahead. They'll deliver your team's workwear freshly laundered. Make sure your first aid and safety supplies, mats, mops, and towels are stocked when you need them. And your fire extinguishers are inspected and in working order. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Hey, Randy Lawson here from the HGO Group, your Medicare specialist. We're a local family-owned and operated Medicare agency, and simply put, we take the stress out of your Medicare concerns. The HGO Group handles all things Medicare, which includes Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and drug plans. Listen, we don't believe in a one-size-fits-all approach. We're looking to build a relationship. The HGO Group will walk you through the process and make sure you have the right plan for you. We will be there for you before, during, and most importantly, after you've enrolled. We're local, but make no mistake, we work with 27 different carriers in South Carolina, and we handle all our customer service. Best of all, we won't charge you a penny. We do the work, and we get compensated by the insurance company that best fits your needs. Let's build a relationship. Online, it's thehgogroup.com, or give me a call, Randy Lawson, 851-0219. I'll probably answer myself. That's 851-0219.
We might not get the wrath of winter they get up north, but we still need something to take that cold edge off. Let Bart Fireside provide your warmth this winter with the comfort and convenience of gas logs. Bart Fireside can beautify existing fireplaces with new gas logs or install a new fireplace. Bring the family together this winter. Bart Fireside is National Fireplace Institute certified. Want more info? Take a look at BartFireside.com or go by the showroom to get some hands-on help. 1131 Broad River Road, Bart Fireside, keeping you warm this winter.
Every Friday morning at 9 a.m. on The Point, join me, Chad Jordan, and my co-host Larry Jordan for the Palmetto Real Estate Pros. We'll help you out whether you're looking to buy, sell, or just learn all things real estate every Friday right here at 100.7 The Point.
Hi, honey. How was your first day back at work?
Well, that slip and fall sure did cause me some pain and discomfort, and this swollen ankle is no fun. Thanks to True Pharmacy, the day wasn't a complete waste.
I'm so glad they were able to get you all set up with your ACE bandage wrap and even a set of crutches.
Yes, who knew you could rent your crutches from True Pharmacy?
And they even have wheelchairs to rent and sell. That's good information to know in case we ever need it for our parents as they get older.
I'm so glad we found True Pharmacy. True Pharmacy, two locations, West Columbia and Divine Street.
I'm Jeremy Sweet from Sweet's Comfort Services. If you need service or a new system installed that meets the new SEER 2 requirements, you want someone properly qualified. We stand by our work and charge a fair price. We're a full-service HVAC company, and customer satisfaction is a necessity. We even offer affordable preventative maintenance agreements and financing. We're online at sweethvac.com or call us at 803-331-8143. That's Sweet's Comfort Services, 331-8143.
People today, they could spend half their lives over 50. That's a lot of living. So it helps to have someone in your corner, right here in your community. That someone is AARP. Join us for free, fun, and informative virtual events like cooking demos, exercise classes, financial workshops, and more. It's never been easier to connect with your community. The younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/near you.
Hey, this is Ray.
And Mary Ann with Absolute Glass.
We've been blessed to serve the Midlands glass needs for 20 years.
We have been fortunate enough to help thousands of customers with the best glass service in town, in our store, and all over the Midlands.
Sure, we can fix your windshield, usually at no cost to you.
But at Absolute Glass, we can also care for all your other glass needs, too.
Home windows, shower doors, tabletops, shelving, storefronts, and all your commercial needs.
Contact us at 803-951-7200 or at AbsoluteGlassInc.com.
Just remember, if you can see through it, we can do it.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hill West and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Hazmat still working, traveling on I-26 eastbound, mile marker 85 at Little Mountain. Clearing accidents on People Street near Monticello Road. Rhymer Pond, that one's at Longtown Road. Lexington County on Neely Winger, closer to Palm Branch Road. Assurance Financial. Need a home loan? Come see Dan Kadar and work with the lender who is a proud partner with Gamecock Athletics. With Assurance Financial, you can apply online in less time than halftime. AssuranceMortgage.com. I'm Sarah Parker on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons on The Point.
In the Bart Fireside Studio, it's Kevin Cohen.
Good morning and welcome back in on The Point. It's our positive points on aging for this, a Tuesday morning, 8:51 our time. We've got, of course, Brian with me, and of course, Karen is here, and so is Katie from over at Oakleaf Village. One of the things I appreciate most about Oakleaf Village is the fact that, you know, they send over Karen and they send over Katie and of course, Marsha.
And Marsha.
And the team sits here and they help people. And this is not some infomercial or anything like that for Oakleaf Village. It's one of the things that I love the most about it is, yeah, they're the folks that allow you guys to do this.
Yes.
They sponsor it. But the point is, we're just trying to throw information at the listener, the person who is listening right now, who might be going through this with mom or dad or aunt or uncle
or themselves or spouse. Yeah. Yeah.
Or you never know. And so whomever it is, we just want to help. And at the end of the hour, in about 5, 6, 7 minutes, we'll give you Karen's phone number and Katie's phone number and the website and all that. And if you have any specific questions, they'll be happy to help you with the information always, whether it is any benefit to Oakleaf Village or not. That's what I love about this segment is you guys come in and you just want to help people. And I've always appreciated that about you and Marsha and now with Katie
and
joining
Katie,
the family.
Yeah.
So today's topic is gray divorce. And some of the things we talk about on this program, they're not easy topics
they're not all
golden years topics. You know, it's not all, you know, this isn't Bea Arthur and her three friends living
the life.
It's
not all sunshine.
No, it's not all sunshine in the state of Florida.
But I'm going to go back to what I said at the very beginning. I'm not an attorney.
If
you're really looking at this stuff, please go talk to your attorney. Don't just listen to what I'm saying.
I'm going to make a better suggestion. If you're really looking at this stuff, first, maybe go get a little counseling and see if you can avoid going to the attorney and see if you can get some help and find some new common ground and new reasons to stay into a marriage before you decide you've had enough. Now, obviously, there are specific circumstances. We're not talking about abuse or anything like that. But if it's something where he's just driving me crazy, maybe
get
you
help.
Guys can find some new common ground and talk it out and get with your pastor or someone like that and see if you can not end, you know, maybe 35, 40, 50 years of something magical.
That's an awful long time to just throw away. And one of the things I'm going to talk about, so it's a good segue, is mediation. Mediation as opposed to an attorney because, you know, you don't think about it, but a divorce is extremely expensive.
It is.
The average cost of a collaborative divorce, and that's when everybody's agreeing, is between $25,000 to $50,000. Who knew?
Right.
I didn't.
Wow. Yikes.
Yikes, that's right. Contentious divorce can go anywhere from $75,000 up to
$150,000. Yeah, you just said one that was collaborative. Yeah,
and they go on for years sometimes.
Right,
that's the other thing. You don't want to waste the time. You should never rush into a divorce, but they can take, a collaborative divorce can take 8 months to a year and a half.
Right.
That's a long time.
There's certain laws in South Carolina about how long you have to be
separated,
right,
and
for
all
a
that,
year
yeah.
before you can get officially. I don't. You know.
I don't know the laws.
Bottom line is again, if it's to the point where you need to talk to an attorney, that's you got to do what you got to do. But we're talking about the symptoms and some of the things that are leading to that situation.
To that situation, right. And these are things that people need to think about, because I've learned some things I did not realize when I started looking into this. You got to think about alimony. You know, if my husband were to divorce me, I would make him pay me alimony. And that's all fine and good. But how do you work out alimony after you've been married 55 years or, you know, 40 years or however long?
Wow.
You've got to take into stock options. Bonuses at work,
401ks,
401ks,
all that stuff.
Any retirement package.
Yeah,
and
wow.
This was something that I did not know, but a lot of places require that if you're paying me alimony and you are an older adult, you have to have a life insurance policy on yourself. And if you don't already have a life insurance policy, then you have to get one, which means you're going to be paying a high cost if you're 65 years old getting a life insurance policy. They're not cheap.
No, especially at that age. Yeah.
At that age. And so sometimes it's not affordable to get a divorce because you got to pay the alimony plus the life insurance policy plus have your own life. It can be very expensive.
How often do you encounter? I mean, is this happening? Is this? I mean,
what did
you read the stats.
35%.
Goodness gracious! I'm telling you, I'm flabbergasted by the numbers, because when you said that number of the total number of divorces that were, and you said 35% were 55 and older.
Yep.
Oh my gosh!
You know what? I wouldn't want to go through it. The headache of having to divorce anybody at 20 would have been bad enough, much less.
Go sleep in the other room.
Really good. Divide the house and conquer.
Exactly. I'll put a piece of tape down the middle.
Leave
me
alone.
You know, you don't let me use the remote control anyway, honey.
Right. I'll put my own TV in my own room. Go
exactly.
away.
Exactly. If you don't want me to watch the Golden Girls, I'm fine. You know.
I really can't imagine, because then you also have to think of any kind of communal property you have. You know, a lot of people have more than one home. Who's going to get the mountain house? Who's getting the beach house? Things that you got to think about, and premarital assets too. Anything that you came to the marriage with, you've got to think about. Phil didn't have a lot of stuff when we got married. I had inherited a lot of stuff.
Stuff, yeah.
And, you know, we joke and say, I've got too much stuff and I should have sold it over the years, but it all had family value, but now it's part his. So
right.
He could take it, and that would really upset me. There are things I would not want him to have.
Yeah.
And he would do it just to be spiteful if we were getting a divorce.
If it's a contentious divorce, that's
right.
I mean,
yeah.
All bets are off when people,
that's
you
right.
know, when the lawyers get involved, you know.
All bets are off. That corner cupboard doesn't mean anything to him, but boy, it would make me very unhappy to lose it.
Exactly.
Inheritances. They're considered separate property and are not typical subject to distribution in a divorce. So if my mother dies and leaves me $100,000, he may or may not have access to that.
Right.
You know, and these are little things that you really need to think about. Social Security. Can you collect your spouse's Social Security? A lot depends on what's going on in the state you live in and other things. Life insurance. Like I said, if you don't have a life insurance policy and you're paying alimony, you got to get to it. Pensions. Oh, and this one is real important, because if you have a kid in college, some states say that divorcing parents are still required to pay for their college tuition through child support.
Wow.
So just think about it, folks. There's a lot of dirt in the details here.
Really, there is. Again, this is one where I hope you don't need to get in more information on from Karen and Katie, but if you do need to, what is the best way for the folks to get in touch with you guys?
803-808-3477 or OakleyVillageLexington.com. Please call and ask to speak to Karen or Katie. Marsha will be with us another few weeks, but sadly, she is going to be retiring.
Well,
so.
Not just sadly. It's a good thing for
it's
her.
It's a good thing for her. It's terrible for
it's
me.
It's terrible for all of
Oakley,
us.
No offense, Katie.
She's great. No, Katie's going to do a phenomenal job. And I will tell you, Katie, away from it all, both Karen and Marsha have been raving about how excited they are to have you join the family.
Yep.
So they're really excited to have you. And I am also that you're going to be part of the family here at The Point. But yeah, I mean, you know, you don't replace Marsha. There's nobody filling those shoes.
No,
you know, you just take what she's done and you try to keep going with it. But yeah, Marsha's made a huge impact, not just at Oakleaf and here at The Point,
the
whole community. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we'll continue to do so in her own way for sure. But we love Marsha, and she's always welcome here. at the point. Yes. Ladies, thank you.
Appreciate it
very much. Hey, Erica and John are coming up. They got a great show for Your Way Home. I'll see everybody at 4 o'clock this afternoon for the afternoon drive. But for Brian Leonard, for Karen and for Katie and for Marcia, I'm Kev. Thanks for being a part of The Point, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have a great day.
Mornings with Kev.